Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, November 14, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. Let's start with the US dollar, which is extending its slide against its G10 peers. In fact, it's currently on track for its largest single week loss in a month. While the longest government shutdown in American history has finally come to a close, that news hasn't offered the buck any real reprieve. A key reason is that we continue to remain blind when it comes to the latest economic data. Critical reports like retail sales, the producer price index, and business inventories have all been further delayed. This adds to growing concern about the lack of available analysis and breakdowns for the market to digest. As we head into the weekend, the only scheduled events with any weight are speeches from Fed members Schmidt, Logan, and Bostic. With traders starved for data, the likelihood of another rate cut in December is barely holding above 50.0%. And even then, the quality of those upcoming economic numbers has been called into question, adding another layer of doubt. Looking at the week ahead, the economic calendar remains full, and we will be watching all key data points as they are released. Now, let's turn to the United Kingdom. The sterling dove nearly 0.5% this morning. This move was driven by a series of mixed messages from Finance Minister Reeves regarding UK fiscal policy, combined with serious concerns that the government will not be able to fill a £35 million budget deficit. Government borrowing costs have jumped the most since July. At the same time, reports indicate that Reeves is likely to drop or heavily modify plans to raise the income tax, despite pre-election promises. Moving over to Europe, the euro has jumped a bit this morning. The shared currency was boosted by the news of the US government reopening, but also by the simple fact that it has its own data to trade on. Industrial production figures from the Eurozone for September showed a welcome return to positive territory. Both manufacturing and industrial productivity are on the rise, giving the euro a fundamental reason to strengthen. All eyes will be on tomorrow's second reading of third quarter gross domestic product. It is expected to come in around 0.2%. A higher number could rapidly boost the euro toward levels we haven't seen in the past few months. That concludes our market update for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for your daily FX briefing. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.